University President Jim Johnson told the crowd that assembled just outside the new power plant that its completion marks the end of a long process that began nearly 20 years ago.
This is a great day many of us have been looking forward to since 1998.
That's about when university officials first realized the campus's old power plant, built in 1962, would have to be replaced. Those concerns were heightened in December 1998 when a component in the old plant failed, knocking out both heat and power for hours and putting the campus at risk of freezing up.
20 years of planning and study and analysis, right? 20 years of worry that plant would go down. 20 years of hard work, keeping it together in the harshest climate on the planet.
UAF Chancellor Dan White said the 1998 incident and others since then have demonstrated that a catastrophic failure at the old plant would put billions of dollars of infrastructure at risk.
We just couldn't afford risking all of the infrastructure, all of the educational experience on a plant that was at or exceeding its design life.
The aging power plant also could have jeopardized federal funding for research, says Michael Castellini, the interim dean of UAF's graduate school.
You now run the risk of saying you're going to not be able to do the type of research you want to do because you can't guarantee a stable power source. Then the value of the research that's lost, not just in dollars, but the value of the information that is lost is phenomenal.
Johnson says that shouldn't be a concern anymore now that the new facility is completed.
This is going to provide the light and the heat for the world's number one Arctic research university today and for many, many years to come.
The new plant also will boost business for Yusubeli Coal Mine, says company president Joe Yusubeli Jr. He said in an interview after the meeting that the new plant will burn a bit more coal than the old one, and he says coal sales will increase as UAF builds more facilities.
We are figuring it's about a wash to begin with, but that will grow over time as the university and campus grows.
But burning all that coal will emit carbon dioxide, the main driver of climate change. University officials say the new plant is fitted with state-of-the-art technology that'll reduce some of its emissions, including PM2.5. But it'll still emit an estimated 132,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent annually. Castellini and others at UAF say they still have reservations about that.
The reservations are always there.
Castellini headed up much of UAF's research on the impact of climate change on the Arctic in his role as Dean of the School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences, including work done aboard the Sikuliak, the National Science Foundation-funded research vessel that he helped bring to UAF. But he says the university had no other viable fuel source for the new plant other than coal, and he says the greater good is served by building the plant so the research can continue.
We know that we've got a challenge on the planet, that we utilize fossil fuel resources, but we know we need heat and power. The goal is to try to figure out how you minimize it.
University officials say the new plant still is undergoing testing and won't go online until December. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.